بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى أولاده وعلى أصحابه. It has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that after the tragedy of Ashura, none of the women of the Bani Hashim applied kohl, nor did they dye their hair. Ever since the bloody tragedy of Ashura, we constantly have tears in our eyes. Imam Sajjad's sorrow for Imam Hussein was such that his life was accompanied by tears. Throughout his life, he shed tears for the sufferings of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein and his uncles, brothers, cousins, aunts and sisters. When water would be brought for him to drink, his tears would flow and he would say, "How can I drink while the son of the Prophet was killed thirsty?" Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said to his companion Zurara, "Whenever my grandfather Ali ibn al-Hussein remembered Hussein ibn Ali, he would shed so many tears that his beard would be soaked with tears. His weeping would make those who were present with him also cry." Every year on the day of Ashura, Imam Baqir alayhi salam would hold mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein and he would cry over his sufferings. In one of the mourning ceremonies, Kumait was reciting some poetry about Imam Hussein's martyrdom in the presence of Imam Baqir. Imam cried a lot and said, "Oh Kumait, if we had any wealth, we would give it to you as a reward for this poem. But your reward is the same supplication of the Messenger of Allah for Hassan ibn Thabit, where he said, 'Because you always defend us, the Ahlul Bayt, you will be accepted by the Ruh al-Qudus.'" Imam Musa Kadhim alayhi salam is reported to have said, "When the month of Muharram would arrive, my father, Imam Sadiq, would no longer smile. Sadness would appear on his face and tears would flow on his cheeks until the 10th day of Muharram. On the 10th day, the Imam's sorrow and grief reached its peak. He would cry and say, 'Today is the day that my grandfather Hussein ibn Ali was martyred.'" It is narrated from Imam Rida alayhi salam, "When the month of Muharram was approaching, no one saw my father, Imam Kadhim, smiling. And this state continued until the day of Ashura. And on that day, my father was overwhelmed with sorrow and grief and cried and said, 'Oh, on such a day, Hussein alayhi salam was killed.'" Imam Rida would cry so much that he is reported to have said, "Indeed, the day of the tragedy of Imam Hussein has injured our eyelids and has made our tears flow." Imam Rida is reported to have said to his companion, "O Di'bil, whoever weeps over the sufferings of my grandfather Hussein, God will forgive his sins." Then he said to Di'bil, "Recite a eulogy for Imam Hussein, so that so long as you live, you may be our supporter and reciter. Do not neglect assisting us so long as you have strength." As Di'bil recited a few lines of poetry, the crying of Imam Rida and his family raised even louder. Imam Mahdi is reported to have said, "As I have been hindered by the course of time, and Allah's decree has prevented me from helping you, O Hussein, and as I could not fight those who fought you, and was not able to show hostility to those who showed hostility to you, I will lament you morning and evening, and I will weep blood in place of tears out of my anguish for you and my sorrow for all that befell you." As you can see in history, all the Imams expressed grief and sorrow for Imam Hussein. We, as their followers, shouldn't do any different.